Chapter 58. Eileen woke with a blinding headache. She couldn't move her arms or legs. When she tried, her feet and hands tingled. Opening her eyes, she saw three other captives, bound hand and foot as she was. Another rope bound them to each other. They lay in the darkness, their forms lit only by the flickering light of the Caladoran's fire. Eileen lay nearest to the six Caladorans, who were laughing and drinking, slipping between words Eileen understood and what she guessed must be Caladoran. She didn't move too much and alert them, so all she could see of them was the young man who'd captured her. From the conversation, she picked up that his name was Goran. The others mocked him for getting hurt by some woman. For a moment, the gravity of Eileen's situation threatened to overwhelm her. Kylar didn't know she was here. No one knew she was here. No one was going to come save her. These men could do anything they wanted to her, and there was nothing she could do to stop them. Her chest tightened with fear, and she couldn't think, couldn't breathe. Then she started praying, reminding herself that the god knew she was here. It was a small thing for the god to save her. Eventually, she calmed. By that time, several of the soldiers had gone to their blankets to sleep, leaving Goran and someone she couldn't see talking in hushed tones.
"I don't think Verdmeister Dada has even told His Holiness what we're doing," Goran said. "There's a reason Black Barrow is forbidden ground. If His Holiness finds out, what happens to us?"
"Nef Dada's a great man, and most zealous in his service of Kali. If he serves her and His Holiness does not, whose side would you rather be on?"
the other asked.
"I heard he wants to raise a titan. Is that what you're saying?"
The other man laughed quietly.
"The Verdmeister wants to do 100 things. Of course he wants a titan, but that isn't why he needs untouched young women, is it?"
"Kali vos rasen me," Goran said, awed. "Kali, come live in me."
"Indeed.
Is it possible?"
"The Verdmeister thinks so."
Goran breathed a curse.
"Then, what about the boy? What's he for?"
"Not that important. They'll kill him and see what they can raise from his body. The Meisters just want the corpse fresh."
Eileen had heard of Black Barrow. It was an ancient, dead battlefield. It was said nothing grew there to this day, but she couldn't understand any of the rest of it, except that Verdmeister Nef Dada had something planned for her that was worse than slavery. She lay her head back down and saw that the captive nearest her was awake.
He was a young boy.
He looked terrified.